From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An international group of nations led by the United States and Italy have agreed to back Libya's call for lifting a sanction on arms shipments to the North African country as a new unity government tries to take control of that lawless nation. Fayez Sarraj, the prime minister of the fledgling Government of National Accord, or GNA, says lifting the embargo would support the country's military institutions and the Presidency Council in the fight against Islamic State. He says creation of a presidency guard is aimed at protecting the government in public spaces. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the international community supports the government to acquire the weapons and ammunition it needs to fight terrorism.
The arms embargo does allow for the Government of National Accord to request weapons if it needs them specifically to secure the country and to combat Daesh. That is the consideration. We will measure whatever requests there are for their legitimate arms requests with our call to all states to improve the enforcement of the arms embargo itself in order to prevent arms transfers from taking place to people outside of the GNA's authority.
But Kerry said world powers are not talking about troops or boots on the ground in Libya. The first round of talks to end a three-month border dispute between the Gambia and Senegal ended without agreement Monday. Senegal's foreign minister indicated the two sides would meet again in July. A border blockade by irate truckers has created shortages on both sides of the border. The blockade began in February after Gambia imposed a 100-fold hike in fees on truckers from Senegal in entering Gambia. This is VOA News. The leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan have agreed to a ceasefire and peaceful settlement of their conflict over the disputed breakaway enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. The Vienna meeting Monday was organized by the so-called Minsk group involving the U.S., Russia, and France. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said Secretary of State John Kerry wants to see an end to the fighting.
The fragility of the security situation there is something deep concern to the Secretary, and he wants to explore ways in which we can, you know, ratchet down that tension.
The meeting was the first between Armenian President Serzh Sarkisyan and Azeri leader Ilham Aliyev since last month's clashes that killed dozens. The foreign ministers of Russia and Belarus say their governments will jointly develop a military response to the European deployments of a U.S.-designed missile shield Moscow sees as a threat. The meeting in Minsk comes just days after NATO activated an $800 million missile defense site in southern Romania. Further shield deployments in Poland are expected to be completed by 2020. Russia's President Vladimir Putin last week insisted the West's real goal is to contain Russia's strategic deterrence. Nigeria's oil minister says oil production has fallen sharply by nearly 40% because of militant attacks in the country's south. Emmanuel Chachku told the lower house of parliament the country's crude oil production declined from 2.2 million barrels a day to 1.4 million. Attacks on oil infrastructure are on the rise in Nigeria's south, where a group calling itself the Niger Delta Avengers has been vandalizing oil facilities. Once again, Kenyan police used tear gas and water cannon to break up stone-throwing crowds protesting outside the country's electoral commission in Nairobi, demanding it be scrapped for bias toward the ruling party of President Uhuru Kenyatta. It is the third such clash outside the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission in less than a month. The opposition says more such protests are planned. Kenyans go to the polls next year for national elections, which turned violent in 2007 and were disputed in 2013. A second federal judge in Mexico has approved a U.S. extradition request for drug lord Joaquin Guzman, better known as El Chapo. The request approved Monday is from the U.S. federal court in Texas, where Guzman faces drug trafficking, money laundering, and murder charges. The International Space Station celebrated a major milestone Monday, 100,000 orbits. The U.S. space agency NASA said since the first space station module was launched 17 years ago, its 100,000 times around the globe is more than 4.6 billion kilometers, or 10 trips from Earth to Mars. Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.